This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Trump is continuing his Twitter attack on four liberal congresswomen. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
President Trump continues to target four House Democrats, tweeting, "When will the radical left congresswomen apologize to our country, the people of Israel, and even to the office of the president for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they have said," seemingly referring to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib. His whataboutism argument comes after tweets he sent yesterday said the four lawmakers should go back to, as he puts it, their broken and crime-infested countries that sparked much backlash and have been branded racist and disgusting by many. All four congresswomen are Americans, and only Omar is foreign-born. Matt Small, Washington.
Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally for possible deportation got off to a low-key, almost invisible start Sunday, and fears among immigrant communities in big cities of black-helmeted agents kicking down doors and shouting orders did not materialize. Still, in targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by, offering sanctuary and advice. New York City Council member Carlos Menchaca says the Know Your Rights flyer distribution effort is paying off in his Sunset Park, Brooklyn district.
The hotline received confirmed reports of people, ICE agents with ICE jackets, walking into buildings and knocking on doors. Another one in Manhattan as well. And we also know that, again, people didn't open up their door and ICE agents didn't leave with people.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants who reach the U.S. through Mexico. A rule published Monday bars migrants from seeking asylum if they've traveled through another country first. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shopping center were rioters, the city's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam said Monday. On Sunday, police used batons and pepper spray to disperse thousands of protesters who again took to the streets to demand the complete withdrawal of a bill that would allow extraditions to mainland China, as well as Lam's resignation. Reuters' Pascal Davies reports.
Millions have taken to the streets over the past month in uproar over a bill which would have allowed suspects in Hong Kong to be tried in court on the Chinese mainland. The bill has been suspended, but demonstrators are demanding it is formally withdrawn and that Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, steps down. Protesters waved British and American flags on Sunday, in appeal to world leaders to, quote, please liberate Hong Kong, as banners read. That's certain to rile Beijing, which has been angered by criticism from Washington and London over the extradition bill.
Reuters' Pascal Davies. The World Health Organization warned on Monday that the first detected Ebola case in Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma on Sunday could be a game changer in the scale of the outbreak. As this first case was being identified, over the weekend, two health workers were killed by unidentified attackers, the latest in a string of assaults that have hampered efforts to stop the deadly spread of the virus. The UN Health Agency's chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee to decide if the outbreak now constitutes an international health emergency.
Both of these events encapsulate the challenges we continue to face on a daily basis in DRC. Just when we start to get control of the virus in one area, it appears in another. And violence and insecurity continue to undermine the response. We're dealing with one of the world's most dangerous viruses in one of the world's most dangerous areas.
UN Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock, speaking at a news conference, says there needs to be a stronger international response to prevent Ebola from spreading in Central Africa. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Monday that the international deal on Iran's nuclear program isn't dead yet, and that while the opportunity to find a resolution to the current crisis surrounding the agreement is closing, it's still possible to keep it alive. That will be on the agenda at the upcoming EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels. Trump withdrew the United States from the deal last year, but the other signatories have remained. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The